The world-famous city of picturesque canals and romantic gondolas also has more than its fair share of traffic. Water buses, taxis, not to mention ocean liners. For years, scientists have been warning us that Venice is sinking. According to the Earth, Water, Sky program curator Ariane Koch, that makes Venice the perfect choice.
I can think of no other city on the planet which, for the world, really symbolises the struggles and difficulties we're facing at the moment with climate change, with heritage, with an ageing population, and with sustainability. And therefore, there's no other place on the planet which is more appropriate for the Earth, Water, Sky residency programme for Science Gallery Venice, which actually matches leading environmental scientists with artists to investigate some of the biggest ecological struggles of our time.
The first to be paired are British underwater artist Emma Critchley and Professor Carlo Barbante, head of the Ice Memory Project at Venice's University of Ca' Foscari. Emma will spend 2 months learning about the project from the professor and his team, and their collaboration will result in a work of environmentally committed, scientifically inspired art.
Everything comes from the scientific project, which is that of preserving ice core from many different places around the world before the glacier will disappear. So we are using ice, and especially ice of a high alpine region or high mountain region, to read what were the condition of our planet in the past. So for us, it's like to read a book. We can read through that. We can interpret the signal that are written in the ice.
During expeditions, the team extract 3 ice cores, 1 to analyse now and 2 to be stored in an ice archive in Antarctica for future generations of scientists to analyse with not yet invented technologies.
What particularly interests me is the histories and the stories that are trapped within these ice cores that are being uncovered through the Ice Memory Project. So it works on a lot of different levels. It's very poetic. It's very obviously important, it tells us a lot about our past, and I'm also interested in how it can inform how we might think about future narratives.
Carlo and Emma are just beginning their scientifically artistic or artistically scientific adventure together.
As an artist, I've worked with water for a very long time, for about 17 years now, and to me the Ice Memory Project was just a really exciting opportunity to work with water in a very different way.
While the artist perceives ice as frozen water, the scientist perceives water as melted ice. They're sure their interaction will generate creativity.
She came and with a lot of curiosity and questions to ask, and even details on how people actually lives in such a harsh condition where we go in the field, how all the ice core are actually retrieved and stored and transported and analysed. A lot of questions that I would also have done. We have a cold lab next door to here where we store all the ice cores, and then when we prepare for the analysis, we come here and we inject them in those instruments that you see.
This idea of breaking down something into particles and then reforming and restructuring is really interesting in terms of the process and how things are analysed, and I'm very interested in what's being analysed and why.
While Emma's learning about the science, the idea of the residency is for the professor and his team to be actively involved in the artistic process. It's something he's very much looking forward to.
Usually as a scientist, people think that we are very pragmatic and follow straight line and so on. But very often we need to be very open and to have to work with our fantasy as well, to our imagination, and I think is what an artist can teach us very well.
Emma's worked with scientists before and finds their approach conversely inspiring.
Working with scientists adds a different element that's really fascinating, and I'm really interested in the relationships between the scientific and the artistic processes in terms of methodology, in terms of the imagination that's needed with both disciplines.
Although the professor loves art, one of the main reasons he chose to get involved with the residency programme was to create an appealing way of communicating climate change issues to a wider public.
Yeah, it's something we are not very good to do. I mean, to communicate science. And I think we need mediators, and artists are very often good mediators.
The idea that I've had so far, but this is very early stages, so may well change, is taking some of these discoveries and building stories around them. So kind of thinking about storytelling and narrative around some of the discoveries, and then moving that into water.
Emma hopes to accompany the team on an expedition in October before finalising her plans. The fruits of their artistic scientific collaboration will be exhibited at Venice's Architectural Biennale next year. Danny Mitzman, DW, Venice.